Talking about DIY and preventing injuries. I know, you know, you might think, well, how do I best deal with an aching back? But actually, the best thing is, how do you not get an aching back in the first place if you've got a shelf to put up or some DIY to be done over the next few weeks? And also, it's a stressful time for lots of people, particularly those with children in the family, for the kids themselves, because of exams around now. Whether they're SATs or GCSEs or A-levels or even going towards university exams. Is there much that can be done about the stress? Well, somebody here who can offer advice in both of those areas. What a wide-ranging set of expertise you must have, Alex Newton. You can help people deal with stress, and you can help people avoid bad injuries when they're doing their DIY, muscular injuries in particular, because you are a chiropractor. Hello, good to meet you. So, just for those who don't know, and it's the first time that you and I have met, I know you've been on with Verity before, but chiropractic, what's that?
Chiropractic, yes. Good afternoon, right. Alan, yes. Chiropractic, it's the movement of the joints in the body and getting them moving properly and making sure that the body functions properly so that we can go about our day-to-day business without creating excessive strain to the joints and the muscles. So chiropractors gently, without drugs, use certain techniques depending on the individual. Careful examination and medical history note-taking will then guide us on what is going to be the best type of treatment for the individual, and very safely and carefully we would put joints back into the right position and encourage people to exercise properly to get them strong again.
So if somebody's got something wrong with them, particularly a bad back or a tennis elbow, something like that, can you sort of tell by feel what's going on? Is that part of your skill?
Absolutely. We start off by asking questions about what aggravates and what relieves the problem, and then we would examine the area just by looking at people's postures, asking them to bend and extend in certain directions, could tell by just looking at them. And then we do a little bit of hands-on analysis by just actually touching each individual joint and assessing the joint to see how well it moves or not, as often the case can be.
And I would suggest, I mean, you have the expertise, that sometimes what feels like quite acute pain can be minimised with very small modifications to the way your posture is or how you hold yourself.
Absolutely. Often the pain can be caused by a lot of inflammation. So one of the priorities is to reduce the inflammation, and we give advice on how to do that, whether it's the application of hot or cold to the area. And obviously sometimes we need the use of medication that people can purchase over the counter from the pharmacist to facilitate that. But once the inflammation has subsided, then it's all about getting the joints moving properly and then trying to prevent the problem reoccurring and looking at the cause of that.
The idea of prevention being better than cure is well known. On the face of it, you might not think there's much a chiropractitioner can do to prevent injury, but in fact, probably there is. With advice, you're suggesting that I might be able to avoid straining my back next time I'm trying to put a shelf up with some sort of forethought. What would I need to bear in mind?
Well, yes, absolutely. Preparation is a priority and a key thing. So the days are getting a bit longer now. We want to get out there into the garden and around the house and get all those little jobs done. And if we can think about what we're going to do in the beginning, how are you going to access that shelf? Are you going to use a step ladder or a chair? And make sure, obviously, safety first. Let's make sure you don't fall off that. We see a lot of patients that have fallen off ladders and they can cause major injuries, as you can appreciate. But safety first, make sure that the ladder is stable and safe, and you're not overreaching, because overreaching can cause twisting and excessive muscle strain. So move the ladder frequently if you've got to do multiple little areas, and get up and down the ladder. The exercise of going up and down the ladder burns lots of calories, and we all want that. And when you're on the ladder, make sure that you're standing square to the ladder, so your shoulders and your hips and your pelvis are all in line with the ladder, so that you're not creating any twisting, and stand with your feet at the same height there. So just make sure you've got the tools nearby and not overstretching, really.
Yes. If somebody doesn't do all of that and they end up with a ricked back, as they used to say, And you can't stand up straight. Is there much that can be done? You know, I'm thinking those people who occasionally do things to themselves that leaves them bedridden for 2 or 3 days. They can't get out of the house. Your clinic is going to be inaccessible to them for a while. Is there much you can do to yourself or
absolutely.
To a partner?
We do give some telephone advice. We don't tend to do house visits because obviously we're very limited on how much support we can give people. But there's always telephone advice. And again, that is always done by an initial discussion about what's going on, a little bit perhaps about the medical history before we make any advice. But normally we would perhaps recommend people apply ice packs to the area, little and often, do some gentle mobilisation. Obviously, if they are that poorly, they may need some medication of some sort to help them get through. And then once they're a little bit more mobile and feel that they can access the facilities that we offer at the clinic, then obviously get themselves an appointment and we'll try and get them moving again and get them back to normal.
Alex Newton is a chiropractor.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. I don't know all of the various adverbs and nouns.
There isn't.
That go
there
with...
are only two. It's either chiropractor or chiropractic is the practice of chiropractic. So.
Okay. It's
only two to choose from.
Learning experience. I made it more complicated, obviously. So if you've got any thoughts that you want to share with us here at BBC Radio Nottingham, do get in touch. And Alex is going to talk about some ways of avoiding stress and dealing with stress, which is interesting because this is a mental thing rather than a physical thing. But Alex Newton is here. As you've been hearing, Alex does chiropractic. No, I'm still not right with this, am I? Chiropractic. Okay. At the Beeston Chiropractic Clinic. That I can do because it's written on your shirt. I think next time you come in, you'll just have to write all the different variations that I need to get right on your shirt, and then I will be fine. You know, I can sort of understand that manipulation of joints would work to get rid of or even prevent muscular pain and joint pain, but you're saying that it can also help in times of stress. Is that right?
Absolutely, because we're talking about different types of stress. It's not just the mental stress, perhaps, of the studying and the exams that are pending at this time of year, but obviously we're talking about physical stress. So it's really important for our students and our scholars to be sitting in a good position when they're studying. Kids like to sit on the bed or slouch on the settee over their laptops and iPads and things like that, and that is fundamentally very bad for their posture. Puts a lot of strain, not only on the lower back, but on the neck and shoulders. So really, you need to encourage the children and the students to sit at a desk or a table, sit at a good chair, perhaps having the chair tilting forward slightly. We do all sorts of, or there are available lots of different types of cushions to improve posture there. If they're working at their laptop, probably better to try and encourage them to have an extra screen so that they're looking straight ahead rather than down and forward at the screen itself. A separate mouse rather than working on the keyboard is much better to reduce the strain and stress on the neck, shoulders and elbows and the wrists. And one of the most important things that students forget to do is have little breaks in between time. So really set aside perhaps 3 or 4 hours of study, but every 45 minutes to 50 minutes or so, have a 10-minute break. Set a little timer on your phone, have it beeping. Even it's just to stand up, have a stretch, walk round, have a glass of water and whatever, just to change that posture from that hunched over the desk and study, because they get so engrossed that postural stress is forgotten, and if that starts to accumulate, that can affect concentration. Then if you're starting to get sore aches and joints and things, you'll find that your concentration starts to become inhibited.
That's, I guess, what you don't necessarily realise as a younger person. You feel as though you've got this exam coming up, and if you can spend 6 hours revising, you'll be twice as good as if you spent 3 hours revising. So, you know, you get going. And I speak as though I know what revising is all about. As I indicated earlier on, I'm not a particularly academic person. The notion of taking a break is important then, but also getting enough sleep. Again, I think people sort of think, if I carry on till 2 in the morning, I'm going to be much more clued up for the exam tomorrow, and that's probably not quite the case.
No, sleep is fundamental when you're learning new patterns and new pathways to remember things through the brain. The sleep actually reorganises your brain and takes on board what you have been studying and allows you to look at it more freshly the next morning. So certainly the young people should be having between 6 and 7 hours of unbroken sleep. And one of the most difficult things at this time is that people can't get to sleep because they're worrying about the exam that's pending perhaps tomorrow. And one of the key things is perhaps really to make sure that you don't have any screen time about an hour or so before you go to bed. So put that phone away, switch it off, switch the laptop off, switch the iPad off, get away from the television, listen to some calming music, dim the lights, make sure that the bedroom is nicely well aerated, and perhaps listen to some relaxing music rather than staring at your screen, going on Facebook, that sort of thing. That all switches the brain on. Those lights from the screen turns the brain on and limits the sleeping patterns, and that can give you some restless sleep and difficulty to get off to sleep at night.
What about exercise? The thing that is often recommended, both in terms of avoiding bad backs, but also maybe for getting a good night's sleep, is to have a little exercise regime. Difficult for people to actually, for some people at least, to embrace that wholeheartedly, but can some, are there stretching things you can do before going to bed that maybe will just help the muscles to relax?
Oh, absolutely. But obviously exercise is going to increase oxygen to the brain and to the rest of the muscles in the body.
So
and
improve more yoga-like.
Yes, it's going to improve circulation. Obviously yoga, Pilates, that's going to help reduce stress. But simple things, just like going for a very brisk walk, just even if it's for 10 minutes during those micro breaks or between bigger sessions, go out for a walk, go running, dancing, do something that's fun, and you will go back and work more efficiently if you've had a break that's going to increase circulation and increase oxygen to your body.
Right.
Really important.
Here's a question for you. Did you have to take exams to become a chiropractor?
Just one or two.
Quite a lot, I should imagine.
Yes.
And did you put into practice all of this stuff? Were you quite a well-disciplined person?
I tried to, yes. Yeah. Yes. I think there's this recipe for success, really.
Yeah.
Well, to make sure it's well-balanced.
Somebody who has been through the experience of having to learn new skills and realising that some of the things that she's been telling you today, Alex Newton, worked for her as well. So proof of the pudding, really. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll see you again soon, I'm sure. How chiropractics can help you, chiropractors can help you. That's what I'm going to have to revise, isn't it, before you next come in.
Bless you.
The correct use of all the words that... there's only two words, but the correct two words to use when Alex Newton is next here on BBC Radio Nottingham. Lovely to meet you. Take care.